اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
So far we have learned two of the important letters. Yes.
Yes.
So let me say that welcome back everyone, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks for being with us. So let's continue with the letters. Tha. Ha. Let's make some examples with these two letters to practice them. Then we'll go to the letter dhal.
Yes.
So everyone, try saying the word kawthar.
Kawthar.
That's great. Kawthar. Thumma.
Thumma.
Thalath.
Thalath.
Thalath. That's great. That's great. So the letter ha. Alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
If you learn how to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim correctly, that's enough. That's a good example.
Yes.
So, can you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah, Fawad Haider.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah, Hussein Ruhullah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
MashaAllah, Hussein Musa.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The ha is very clear, yes? The sound of ha.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Ha. That is the sound. That's great. So, the letter Dhal. How to say the letter dhal? Okay?
So dhal. You just say th, bite your tongue, bite the tip of your tongue and blow air. But with it, add some voice. Like you just say like when you
vibrating sound.
Vibrating sound,
that's
yes.
That's good. That's
when
good.
You say th, you just blow.
Okay.
But when you say th, you just blow and vibrate a little.
Okay.
Like.
Does it have an A sound or an A sound?
The. No, it's an A sound.
Oh, okay. So there are many to understand. So can you say now how to do it?
We will put our tip of tongue on front of our teeth and we will vibrate our...
the sound.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
Instead
good.
Of blowing air, you can vibrate.
Vibrate the sound. And for example, you say the letter Z with a vibrating sound.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. That's good. Fawad Haider, can you reduce the sound?
Z.
Now bite your tongue and say Z.
Z.
Ah, that's very easy, alhamdulillah. It is the same as the letter Tha. In the letter Tha, instead of, instead of saying S, you change the sound of S to a Th sound, yes?
Yes.
In the letter Dhal, you change the sound of the letter Z in English to what? A vibrating Z sound. Th. Th. So, can you say the word? Oh, let me repeat this for our brothers and sisters. So, if you want to produce the sound of the correct sound of the letter Dha, so try to bring your tongue forward, let it touch the tip of your front upper teeth. You don't need to bite it, okay? Because if you bite it, it's dangerous, okay? You'll cut the tongue sometimes. You'll hurt yourself, okay? I had one student, okay? He was like doing it. The. I was like, it's difficult, okay? Like, he's hurting himself. The tongue became red, okay?
Yeah.
So he hurt himself. So, be careful. The. Just let it touch the tip of your front upper teeth. The tongue comes a little out, okay? A little come. It comes out. The. Dhal. 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 Vibrating sound.
Yes.
Okay? Dhal. So, try saying the word zoo. Zoo, everyone.
Zoo.
Zoo. Now bite your tongue and say zoo.
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 Zoo. That's good. Zero.
Zero.
Now say it.
Zero.
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 Okay. Now zebra.
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 Okay. Now say it.
Zebra.
Okay. Now zigzag.
Zigzag.
Say it now.
Zigzag.
Zigzag. That's good. Let's say some Arabic words. Okay. Try saying the word. Thalika.
Thalika.
Alladhina.
Alladhina.
Hada.
Hada.
Dhikrura.
Dhikrura.
Dhikr.
Dhikr.
Dhikr. That's Dhikr. So alhamdulillah, it's done. It's done. The letter tha, ha, and thal. Remember, there are 8 letters that kind of the articulation points are very important. 8 letters. So far, you've learned 3 of them. Yes?
Yes.
Do you have any
yes.
question with them?
No.
Is there any question?
No.
No. No. Okay. So let's go to the next letter. What is after the thal?
Ra.
Ra. Ra has an attribute which is like called tafkhimur ra, okay? Or like it has an elevating sound. It wants to go up. Yeah?
Bold it?
Ra.
Yeah, kind of bold it, but not always. So it's conditional, okay? Ra, za, sin, sheen, ah. The next letter is important. Say it.
Saad.
Saad. Saad is important, okay? Saad. Saad. So how do you say the letter saad? Who can say it?
Saad.
You put your tongue back of your teeth and okay. make a upgoing frequency sound.
Okay. Saad. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's kind of correct, yes? So, what do you think? Saad.
Saad.
So, is it the same for you?
Like, how could I say it? It's just say seen,
uh-huh.
but like close your mouth a little bit. Like when you say was like look when you say when you open your mouth it will be seen but when you close it will be sod.
Oh, and make it make an aw sound, right?
Make an aw sound.
Oh, okay.
Sod.
Say the letter seen.
Seen.
Now say sad.
Sad.
Are you sad?
No.
Okay. Say the word sad in English that we have. Say it with an aw sound.
Sod.
Sod. Are you sod?
Sod.
Sod.
Are you sad or sod?
Sod.
Okay. Sod. That is the name of the letter, and that is the sound of this letter.
Yeah.
So remember the word sad. Alhamdulillah, we are not sad. That's why we say it's sad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sad, sad. So it is just about the awesome sound, the aw sound that it has. Okay. If you produce the aw sound, the letter sad will be produced, I mean, pronounced correctly. وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, seen has a light sound. Seen, it's simple, the same as ace, but sod is not the same as ace, yes? So, how do you say it? One more time, Ruhullah, say it.
Saad.
Saad, that's nice. Saad, you?
Saad.
Saad, saad. Kind of, you need to kind of curve your tongue as well.
Yes.
Saad. Remember that, like I said, pumping that ball, okay?
Yeah.
That is the letter saad.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say some like Arabic words. So, can you say any Arabic word having sod?
Sirat.
What?
Sirat.
Okay, let's practice it. Say it louder, we will repeat after you.
Sirat.
Everyone?
Sirat.
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 That's great. Sirat.
Sirat.
So, one more word you can say having sod?
Salat.
Salat. That's great. Salat. That's nice.
Salat.
Any other word? أليس الصبح بقريب
صبح
Okay, next one. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا
أيها
الذين You can recite this ayah. Can you recite?
Yeah.
Or recite it?
صلوا
No. صوموا
صوموا Yes.
صوموا
صيام كتب عليكم الصيام
Yeah.
So, in okay, recite the ayah. Inna Allaha
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي.
أحسن. يا أيها الذين
آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أحسن. So يصلون. Yes.
Yes.
صلوا وسلموا درسين.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not get it wrong. Okay. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا سين تسليما right
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
So far alhamdulillah these letters have been really easy for us, okay, but the next letter is much more difficult because it doesn't exist in English. What is the next letter for what? After Sad?
Dad.
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 Mm. Hussein Musa, can you say how to do it?
Mm.
You've been a good teacher.
So you close your teeth and then push your tongue towards
you close
it.
Your teeth, can you open it again?
Dad. Oh, look, first, like, you close your teeth.
Okay.
And, push your tongue, like, in the middle of your teeth, just push it, and then, I don't know.
Make an O sound.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ba. Ba, yeah, right.
Ba. Okay.
Ba.
Okay.
Ba.
So for what?
He means pushing your tongue towards the teeth, and then making an O sound.
Ba. Ba. This way?
Yeah, making a Za sound before it. And pushing your tongue towards the teeth and making an O sound.
Okay, good, good. So if you take a look at your mouth, I mean, you cannot look at it, okay? But look.
Sensory.
So sensory, yeah. Just look at it, okay? There is up at the back of your front upper teeth, there is like a gum area.
Yeah.
Like a gum area, yes? So that gum area is actually the articulation point of the letter dot. Oh. Put your tongue, with the tip of your tongue, okay?
Word.
Press it.
Dot.
Yeah. Make a D sound.
Yeah.
D but with an O sound. Dod.
Dod.
Dod. But like it has to have like a vibrating sound as well. Dod. 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 Okay? So there are three things. Fawad Haider. One. Like the D sound, the next one, the O sound. And like a little vibrating sound. Dod, dod, dod. You can produce the sound also by the edge of your tongue. The edge of your tongue must touch this back teeth. Dod, 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 dod. They're the same. But I think if you use the tip of your tongue and like the front part of your mouth, it's easier. Dod, dod.
Yes.
Good. So everyone say dod,
dod,
dod. That's nice. So now let's make some Arabic words, yes? So who can say? Hussein Ruhullah, can you say?
Dalin.
Dalin. That's nice. Everyone repeat after Hussein Ruhullah.
Dalin.
Dalin. That's nice. Next word?
Maghdub.
Ah, in Surah Al-Hamd. Maghdub.
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 Remember that it has a sound between the letter D and the letter Z. D, Z. Yeah. Between them, okay? It means combination of D and Z.
Yeah.
Dod.
That's
easy. Yes. But an awesome. Okay? غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Oh, recite.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
All of you, okay? Louder. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Thank you so much. That is the letter of Dot. So, inshallah, we will take a break and we will come back. But we really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. So we will recite a salawat, inshallah, and we will be back. Stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان